Good morning, everyone. It's Friday. Friday is a good day. End of the week, beginning of the weekend, paychecks, no school tomorrow, all those good things. Maybe that's why Friday is my favorite day of the week. When we pastored for all the years we pastored many, many years, Friday was always the beginning of a busy weekend for us, but it was the kind of the glory spot of the week, because we got to minister and be with the people and be in the congregation and interact with people we hadn't seen for a few days, or in some cases a few weeks when they came. So welcome to our Friday broadcast. Today I'm emphasizing and targeting the thought on covenant. Covenant, reclaiming the covenant. My first prophecy that I received, I was about 12. Now, mother and dad spoke words over me in a prophetic sense. They felt that the Lord gave them a son that was going to be a preacher. And they prayed for me before I came. And so I guess I'm like the prophet. I was anointed in the womb. And they spoke into my life for all the years of my young life. But the first prophecy that I received, I was 12 in Yakima, Washington. And there were no prophets in our understanding there. You know, they just weren't around. Dad found one, and he prophesied that I would go to the nations. Well, 20 years, maybe 17 years, because I went to Canada, if that counts, before that. But 20 years later, we went to Mexico, and then we spread out to eventually 25 or 27 nations. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is because prophecy is a covenant with God. When God speaks a word over you and you say yea and amen and receive it and then act upon it by believing it, you act upon it, first of all, by believing that God is actually speaking to you in a supernatural way. That's how it works. So that's a covenant. And if you've had prophecies over you, and maybe you've let them collect dust, you haven't pulled them out lately and spoken back to the Lord and reconnected with it. Say, well, if they come to pass, they come to pass. Whatever will be, will be. If it's God's will, he'll fall, you know, he'll throw it out of heaven on me, and it'll just drop on me. Well, try that in your natural life. Well, I'm going to lay in the couch here, and if I'm to get a check, they'll send it in the mail. That's the problem we've been having lately, isn't it? Government's been sending checks in the mail, and there's a whole bunch of people getting lazy. They don't want to work. Pay them to not work, they won't work. Well, back to my subject. Prophecy, covenant making, agreement. We're making an agreement with God, shaking hands, doing the secret signs like they do in some of the Boy Scout clubs. Covenants, prophecy. Think about it. What has God spoken to you? Have you had a prophetic word from a prophet? Now, let's be sure we remember that that's not needful. It's not the only way. It's certainly not the best way. The best way is to have a face-to-face relationship so God speaks to you directly. You say, well, how do I know it's true? How do I know it's God? Well, grow up. Come on, grow up. Learn the voice of the Father. Don't be distracted. Jesus said, my sheep will know my voice, and another they will not follow. I think I went over this a few days ago about the shepherd leads them by his voice. Shepherd doesn't drive the sheep. He leads them by his voice, and they know his voice. I tell you, your dog does. And your cat, your parrot, they know your voice. You speak to them, they know who it is. So prophecy can come through the scriptures, where you read a scripture and it boom, just jumps in your face. It becomes spirit and life. Not everybody that reads the Bible hears that. Why? Because they have no faith. They have no life. They have no spirit. They're not connected by believing. That's a professor in a university, a godless, you know, blind kind of professor, spiritually blind, reads it as a history book, a poetry book, a fable. But you and I pick up the book and it's a living word. That's prophecy in its simplest form. Now, what does that word say? You shall go forth and conquer. You shall plant the seed and get a harvest. You shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. You shall preach the word and they will be saved. You shall cast out devils, heal the sick. So that's prophecy. And that's covenant. You make a covenant with God when you say, yes, I believe that. Now, God's not going to break it. Over 400 years ago, this is a statement from the prayer that was prayed by Robert Hunt on April the 29th, 1607, on the shores of America, up in the New England states. And he says, from these very shores, the gospel shall go forth to not only this new world, but the entire world. Wow. Was that ever a prophecy? But it was a covenant that was made by prophetic declaration. And we have been the missionary people of the world. Now, England used to be. England was the center of Christianity for, 100 years or maybe longer, maybe longer than that. And they sent missionaries. They had the great preachers. But America rose up then in its covenant with God. And we have certainly been a light to the world. You see, there's a lot of bad things happening. And those darlings that have been through university, college, had their mind filled with garbage. All they can think about is all the bad guys, all the negative. Well, you did this, and America did that. But I want to tell you that God is recognizing the righteous call that's coming out. Oh, God, save our nation. Oh, God, save our nation. Amen. Oh, Abraham, you know, he was dealing with Sodom and Gomorrah. They were pretty vile. I mean, it was a vile place. And got down to 10 or 5 or 10 and could have saved the whole place if there had only been 10 righteous. Oh, Father, give me 10 righteous. We could have changed the world in that era. Well, I can count more than 10 right now. And so can you. And the masses of people that are standing up and saying no. So, covenant. I just wanted to bring this to your attention. Over 400 years ago, a covenant was made. Let's call that back. Robert Hunt, April 29th, 1607, stood on the shores of this nation and prayed this prayer and prophesied this prophecy. From these very shores, the gospel shall go forth to not only this new world, but to the entire world. What's the prophecy in your mouth right now that you need to speak out concerning your family, your finances, your future, your health? All those things, your mouth needs to be declaring the word of the Lord over you and your children and your church. It needs to be saying what God says, not what you're feeling and thinking and what you hear in the media and the friends that, you know, have bad mouths and talking negative, talking fear. You need to prophesy, speak it out, say it. Well, what if it's not true? You say, well, come on. Come on, get on board this thing. It's called the faith wagon, you know, the faith train. Get on. And part of that is, I mean, the big part of that is, it's a believing train, and we know it's true, and we know God never fails. Amen. Well, I'm having too much fun on Friday. But I tell you, covenants are big stuff, and God deals in covenants only. He only deals in covenants. He makes agreements. And when you sign up and shake hands with him and make the secret sign, I'm having fun with that. There's no secret sign. It's all open. Yeah, when you make that covenant, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. That was the simple way we thought, you know. We just open our heart and say, come in, Lord Jesus, I believe you died on the cross, and then I want to be, you know, I want to be forgiven. That was our salvation prayer. There's no pattern to it. It's believing. If you shall believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you shall be saved. Well, I believe, Lord. Help my unbelief, but I believe, Lord, that you are the Son, the Son of God, and that you have been risen from the dead for my eternal life. Okay. So, reestablish your covenants, reestablish your prophecies, reestablish your convictions that you have that God's got his hand on you for good, and that your children are going to come home and serve the Lord, and that your husband or wife is going to, you know, come to the light or come to the righteous lifestyle they need, or your church is going to be revived, your job is going to be renewed. Whatever you have a covenant for, get it renewed, get it in front of your eyes, and begin to confess and prophesy it out. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, Sunday night's coming, and we will meet again on Sunday night at 6:00. I am particularly excited about these coming next months between now and Christmas. We are coming to a loggerhead. That means a meeting point where something's going to bust, and where it's going to be, there's going to be a collision of things, and you're going to see explosions in godness, godliness. There's revival breaking out all over. We're just not hearing about it. So get your antennas up. Tune up Mario Murillo and see what God's doing through him, just as a one signet. And if you haven't done it yet, tune in Robin Bullock. He's on Elijah Streams a lot. That's on YouTube and other places. And begin to listen to the prophets, what they're saying about the future, because God's got a future for us. It's amazing. Amen. Well, until we see you on Sunday night, we will be praying for you and believing that God has a plan for you with your name right on it. And it's a good plan. He said that he has plans for us, good plans for our future, to give us peace and hope and prosperity. Amen. Glory to God. And that's something, well, I'm excited about it. And I'll see you Sunday night at 6:00. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your giving financially. It's a great help to us and a blessing. Thank you for subscribing and sharing and thumbs up and all the other things that go along with this wonderful internet stuff. Until then, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May his face shine out of your face to the world around you, in Jesus' name.